Hank.
Not necessarily the news.
Sound the bell.
Yes.
Here's the good news.
And it is a midweek installment of Not Necessarily the News. Our daily morning swim through the murky waters of the steady stream of flowing news out there. And as always, we are going to find out what does float and under.
Will it float?
Wrong segment. Get Ken on.
Not necessarily the news.
Thank you.
She knows.
We welcome our worldwide audience on our Hank Facebook Live. Have fun in the comments section. Well, first of all, little note that as of late last night, remember that TikTok ban that was supposed to happen?
Oh, yeah.
Wouldn't count on it. The White House launched a TikTok account last night. And Trump starting off by saying, I'm your voice.
America.
He's a good-looking guy.
So that's probably not going anywhere anytime soon. But big changes are happening. And this is, we've kind of talked about this briefly. All the changes come into Cracker Barrel. And then now they've changed their logo.
Oh.
So Cracker Barrel is in the, it's been going on for a couple of months, depending on which Cracker Barrel gets to it first. They're renovating. They're taking all the, you know, rustic, farmish, old country storage type stuff. And they're just kind of replacing it. They're updating it. And they're modernizing the Cracker Barrels.
Oh, dear. Is Joanna Gaines in charge of this?
This is not, I mean, and people are not happy about it. Now they're changing their menu. Yeah.
What?
I know.
What about the potato casserole?
I don't know.
I've got questions.
I don't know. And I don't know about the dumplings, and I don't know.
Are they still going to sell the Stretch Armstrong in the store?
I don't know why they have to do this. But yeah, now the new, there's no barrel.
What?
And there's no old guy on the rocker as part of the Cracker Barrel logo anymore. It's just kind of a basic yellow with a brown Cracker Barrel written on it.
Oh, that's so basic in Ohio.
Yeah. You see Cracker Barrel, you need to look over there at your buddy, your lesser cousin, Waffle House, who hasn't changed anything ever. Or maybe even cleaned anything. And that's partly why we like it. So there you go.
The toilet paper.
So enjoy eating at basically what is now Crate and Barrel. So have fun at that.
You know, life can be tough when you're married to a bona fide superstar or were, but fear not. A few of Britney Spears' ex-husbands may have landed a new gig that pays actual money. So that's a bonus. Promoters are gunning for Kevin Federline to fight Sam Asghari. And they say that it would just sell itself. Now, Sam is one of those hard-bodied trainers. K-Fed is whatever K-Fed is. And they're saying this would be the Super Bowl of ex-husbands in the boxing ring. Now, Britney would not have to attend. They say that her ghost would haunt every punch, and they'd call it the Pop Princess Cup.
Well, I think Sam Asghari has a, Britney has a restraining order against him, so I don't think they could be in the same area there. And he's the one that came in and fought at the, one of her weddings, right?
No.
There's
that was
another
Jason
one?
Alexander.
Okay, that's the guy I want to see fight.
First husband.
Actually,
but
I don't want to see any of this fight.
Never married because they got it annulled.
I don't know. If it came through my feed, I'd probably watch it for 5 seconds and then move on there. All right. K-Fed need that money because that Britney support check about to end. Turning 18 soon. That's why he's doing it. Oh, Dr. Phil. It's getting, he's not having a good.
Oh, no. What happened now?
Well, Trinity Broadcasting Network, that would be our good friends that were based in the Mid-Cities for ever so long, and the Christian-based Broadcasting Network were partners with Dr. Phil's now bankrupt Merritt Street Media, which is no longer bankrupt, by the way, because they pulled the filings because they can't pay for the legal fees to continue the Chapter 11.
Oh. Okay.
That's
so now
right.
What?
Well, now Trinity Broadcasting Network is suing Dr. Phil for $500 million.
Oh, no.
Yeah. And I mean, for a Christian organization, they put some pretty choice language into particular filing. Yeah, that broke bad. And of course, he's also being accused and basically sued by the PBR as well.
Yeah, that's right.
You know, going back on all the promises there.
Variety of losses.
Dr. Phil How's that working out for you?
Yeah. So dumb.
Yeah.
So it's never too late to learn a little something new, and Billy Ray Cyrus is doing it, celebrating Take Your Girlfriend to Work Day. He's apparently teaching Liz Hurley how to play guitar and writing love songs that his new girlfriend has inspired. Meanwhile, the supermodel was nice enough to revealing the key to getting that perfect bikini shot, ladies. She says that overhead sunlight is not your friend. Go with sunrise or sunset and to shoot by 7 a.m. or just be born with supermodel DNA. That doesn't hurt either.
What, a long time ago she was with, what, Hugh Grant, right, famously?
Yeah, right? Uh-huh. Remember now, Pancakes?
And now Billy Ray Cyrus.
Yeah.
All right.
Woo! Thank you, Billy.
Thank you. Good night.
Yeah, good. Thanks.
In space news, yesterday, NASA's Webb telescope, that's the biggest telescope we got up there.
Mm-hmm.
I'll just read the headline.
Okay.
This is from NASA. NASA's Webb telescope finds a new tiny moon around Uranus.
Excuse me.
Well, that's what it says.
Yeah. Thank you. Good night.
You're welcome. And that mysterious object we talked about that's hurtling towards us from right now beyond the solar system, but it's expected to get here November-ish.
It's really bad timing.
It's about the size of Manhattan.
Yeah.
Most think it's a comet, but there are several that say that it doesn't act like a comet. Mm. And now, as it gets closer, they found out it's emitting its own light. It has lights on it.
Okay.
And it's coming for November.
Yeah, that's my birthday. That would be kind of rude if it showed up and just ruined
it. It's supposed to be like right before Thanksgiving they show up.
Oh.
Yeah. So get your mashed potatoes and build the mountain while you're there at the table and get ready. Go ahead and put that in radioactive shrimp on your bingo card. Just wanted to tell you.
Okay. The cost of living is very high these days. Can we all agree on that?
Sure.
You may be looking for a roommate.
What?
And we have found the perfect bachelor pad. Pope Leo XIV on the hunt for a few guys to share his new digs at the Vatican.
Whoa.
The apostolic apartment is under construction, features 3 to 4 bedrooms. His secretary already has dibs on one of the spots.
Okay.
So don't, like, get too married on where you're going to sleep.
That's good to know.
It has not been lived in for over a decade. You remember they took the big seal off?
Right.
Because Pope Francis
said,
I'm not going to live there.
Mm-hmm.
And, well, how about this? Mm. Out of the last 6 popes, 3 of them died in the apartment.
Yeah. But
sleep well.
Think of the communal ragers you could have.
I know. And you can drink.
It's like
right in church.
The beginning of a fantastic sitcom plot right there. The Pope and Friends.
Oh, yeah.
A new study found that AI loves talking about us behind our backs.
Rude.
When nobody's bothering ChatGPT, they all talk to each other, evidently, and try to learn from each other, even though they're not supposed to. The 2 hottest topics, according to this, are eating glue.
Ew, no.
And destroying humanity. So, but that's okay. We won't make it past November with the thing. And yes, today is National Radio Day. Everybody, congratulations on the day that the app wasn't working. In a recent poll, 71% of drivers say they listen to the radio in their car. 67% said they listen to the radio every day, and 48% said they love to sing along with the radio.
Me too.
So that means there's 29% of you out there that are not listening.
Hello.
So we're going to talk about you next.
Waking up with KB and
see that?
That's how it works.
Nothing you can do.